Good evening, ladies and germs. I went on a bit of a hunting expedition and I found all of the fucking tiles. So there's a car sitting way back there. Come on, Peanut. Peanut, come on. Yeah, so what an exciting time. I found them. And oddly enough, you know, well, where I am, it's about 1,000 meters to the row of trees along the river line. And this is the sort of it's a bit like trying to be explain being gay to Jesus and his 12 boyfriends, you know. Fuck. There's Peanut. Hey, Peanuts. What a fucking bonus. That's a glow-in-the-dark snake nest. That's called a... What a fucking bonus. So people say, that Jack the cat, that's K with a capital T. Come here, Peanut. Although the snapping jaw, hey? Although the snapping jaw leg traps have been banned for cruel and inhumane sort of things, it doesn't mean. I think for feral pests like wild dogs, wild cats, rabbits, all those things, I think they're a nasty sort of a trap, but I sort of I grew up using them, you know, so, you know, it's either do you trap a rabbit for food and eat, or don't you eat? And that's the whole sort of issue, isn't it? So, yeah, what he sort of tried in or on or something sounded a little bit metallic-y, and there was a little bit of a, there's no real squeal or anything from him, but I just sort of thought, you know, for a lack of good evidence, and given the location where he was, you know, I didn't know if there's any rabbit holes there or anything. I didn't think there was, but at face value in the dark, that's a place where I would be very inclined to set a trap. So, yeah, what a fucking bonus. So back to the shed automobile. And that's not the same fucking one, is it? So now I have all the fucking pieces, all of them. What a bonus. How fucking awesome. There's nothing like persistence paying off. Now a way to sort of fasten them down, which actually sort of works and isn't terribly sophisticated, but I've got all the fucking pieces back, you know. There's the last one in there. That's the piece I just picked up. So given that Pusscat, come on. Where's Jack? Given that I had a bit of a hunch that something was behind that. It's sort of around the inside of the corner, the dirt's been banked up into a bit of a heap. And so there's a sort of an uphill sort of ditch on the other side, so to speak. Cats can wait, or not wait, or I can wait a bit for them. Jack, come on. Not many people get to see this. I'll turn the light back on. Jack. Jack, where are you? Not you, Peanut. There's a little peanut there. Jack. There you go. There's Jack. Jack's. Yeah. Oh, they like coming out for a bit of a hunt and a bit of a walk, you know. You go for it, Jack. All right. Good boy. If there's any trouble, come straight to me and I'll look after you, okay? Of course, there are... out this way, I've been riding out here at night on a push bike and stuff like that, and there are some pretty fucking big owls, you know? They might be in trouble if they try to get Jack, but Peanuts is a little bit littler. And you know, although he's sort of getting big enough to be a bloody, you know, fistful of bloody claws and teeth and shit. So I've kept the car running because I'm only going for a short trip, so I did want the engine to warm up, you know, properly. And what a fucking bonus. I'm so glad that I went and had a bit of a look, you know. It cheers me up. And I don't think it's that exciting just stopping for a piss. And I don't think, I really don't think that's something you want me to film, you know. But I'm gonna fucking have one though. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's good out here. It's nice and quiet. So I've gone and had a bit of exercise. Hey, Peanuts. Yeah, you're a good boy. Hey, Jax. What, Jack? Good boy. You want to go for a little walk? Where do you want to go, Jack? All right, we'll go. That's all right. I think he wants to be by himself. So it's... Okay. Cats, you want to come back home now? Come on. Good boys, come on. Come on, guys. They're enjoying this place. Come on, guys. Turn off. Dash licked them. Oh. Come on, guys. What a fucking bonus. I'm so thrilled that, come on, cats. Come on. Got to sort of carefully reverse out. Come on. Yeah, this floodplain type area, or the flatlands downwind of the mountains, you know. Come on. Nothing coming.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Oh, that smells good. What a fucking bonus. I'm so pleased about finding those pieces, all of them. And I was actually sort of fairly surprised how, when heading off, you know, when heading off from home, how, come on. Good boy. Come on. You know, when I got out onto the highway and I was only getting up to sort of speed, you know, they just all fucking started bailing out very shortly. It wasn't like, you know, 20 k's up the road. Oh, good boy, Jack. Good boy. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Oh, you guys are so good. Just turn on some lights. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. And don't you hop out, Peanut. That's a stern pull of your head. You can have a look outside, but don't go fucking out the door, you know. No. Because you could fall over on your land and go bouncing under the fucking back wheel. So, you go have a look. You go have a look, okay? What a fucking bonus. Jack loves to have a look out the window, you know, stick his head out and just look at all the shit as they're going along. And he's pretty fucking good, actually, aren't you, Dales? Yeah, beautiful boy. But there's only one restriction: don't go too far out the window and don't try to climb out onto the bonnet or out into the fucking back of the ute, you know? Basically because it's just a bad idea, you know, and he could sort of go, you know, it's not good when he's stationary, but when we're stationary, it's not a good idea to encourage the practice, and it can be quite actually dangerous if you're moving. So that's, you know,
I think in order to really get along with cats, you only need just a few really strong rules for safety and similar reasons. You don't want them going walk, walk, walk across the computer keyboard. And, and chewing through live electrical cables, you know, because they think it's a mouse's tail, and it's not a mouse's tail type of, their brains are geared to jump at anything that's got mice on it, you know, anything to do with mice. So it doesn't actually have to be a mouse's tail, it just has to sort of somewhat resemble a mouse's tail, and they fucking bang, pounce on it, and you know, you get USB cables chewed in half, you get live electrical cables with darling cat sinking its teeth into them, you know. What a fucking bonus. I'm so pleased. And they all came off within a space of about 1 kilometre, which is really interesting, you know. So that's good. You know, they didn't sort of flutter, one out goes out here, and you know, 10 km down the road, another one flutters out there, and no, they just go pop, 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 and they're all out, you know. You know, I think 3 were out within, say, about 100 metres of each other, and the other 2 were out within about 100 metres of each other, about a K up the road, you know, which is good. So that's, I'm pleased about that, because I didn't want to have to go and spend more money on another set of 6 fucking tiles, and I didn't want to have to go and pay the postage and go through all the fucking hassle of going to pick it up, you know, at the post office or whatever. So here comes a truck. I think we'll just pull off the road here, let him pass, because I'm in no fucking rush. No peanuts. No. Gorgeous Jack. Yep, come here. Oh, sorry, there you go. Now don't go out the fucking window, Jack. You can have a look, but don't leap. Don't stand on the ledge. And this is one of the things I sort of both like and hate and am sort of indifferent about, is really, 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 really long straight roads in the country. And you go, oh, here comes a fucking car the other way, but it's like about 8 or 9 km down the road. Whereas if you're in suburban sort of, you know, Melbourne, you know, to find a long straight stretch of road, you know, at night with absolutely no fucking cars on it, you know, up here it's just common all the time, you know. So Jackie, Jack's on my knee and I don't want to pee. And Peanuts is his gorgeous self. He's actually getting, from when he first was in the car, and he was quite unaccustomed to being in a car because it was his first sort of proper trip. Now he's just sort of come. Now he's just come down and calmed down and bloody, you know, calmed down and bloody sits on the front seat, you know. He has his little run and, you know, gets about and is quite happy. So I'll take the cats home, we can have a feed, and bring an egg, it's got to navigate. Bye.